Now we're going to have a chat with a young man that's coming. You like that? Did you like that?
Thank you.
Did you like that? I like being called that now. I do. I like being called that. Young man. This is Nick Sillito from Billericay Mayflower Rotary Club. And you're going to actually tell us about Summerfest 2019, aren't you?
I am indeed.
Great website, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Fantastic website.
Very good. Well, we're trying to get a bit more with it, as they say.
Yeah.
But this Sunday, we have a fantastic free event at Billericay Sun Corner opposite the police station.
Oh, it's all free?
All free. Free fantastic. Parking, free entry. And the event runs from 11 o'clock in the morning till 5 o'clock at night. And we have something for absolutely every member of the family. We have arena events. We have live stage music. We have a classic car show. We have food and drink stalls till coming out of your ears. Kiddies rides. We've got a whole host of activities for people to come and enjoy.
Wow. Well, on the website, which is billericaysummerfest.com, you've got the stage and arena program. Let's have a look at this. I've clicked this earlier on, right. And I didn't have time to read it all. You got a lot of acts there.
We have. We culminate with one of our most popular groups, Cockney Treble, who is a local Brentwood group, and they'll be finishing off the set and the afternoon.
Yep.
But before that, we have four or five different local duos and musical groups, which will just keep everyone entertained. And we'll alternate that between what's going on in the main arena and then some music on stage.
Fantastic. You've got so much. So how did this come about that you're doing Summerfest?
We've been trying to organise a community event for the last 15 years, and although we've been in various locations, Sun Corner turns out to be the best because it has the largest area. It's very handy for the high street. There's lots of free parking in the lower field, and it's something we want to do to just put something back into the community and to give local groups a chance to showcase their talents. We have lots of craft stalls. We have lots of food outlets, lots of things that people can find locally. And the whole thing is organised, not necessarily to make money, because any money we raise goes to local charity, but to put on a fun day for the family.
Yeah, and it is that. You can see.
It's grown and grown and grown over the years until now. We hope, with decent weather and the forecast looking good for Sunday, we could get up to 5,000 people visiting us throughout the day.
How many did you have last year?
About 4,000 last year.
Yeah, you'll definitely beat that, especially if it's sunny.
Well, the forecast is looking good for Sunday, so we're keeping our fingers crossed.
So you say over the years, how long have you been doing this?
This is 15th year now.
Oh, wow.
So our Rotary Club runs two major events this year, the Christmas Market in the High Street in Billericay every December and the Summerfest in July. So we put our efforts into those two big events. And hopefully, we make a lot of money out of it, which we can distribute to Rotary charities in the area.
Now, I know the Rotary Club do some fantastic work. They do, over the years, have accumulated huge amounts of money to give to local charities.
Yes.
Have you got set charities that you give this to?
Yeah, I mean, we try and aim to give the money to local charities, which would include people like St Luke's Hospice, Hamlin House, BOSP, Little Havens, and we will find anyone who really thinks that they're deserving of money. We will try and spread the load amongst everybody.
Fantastic. So let's give it a quick plug again. The website, first of all, billericaysummerfest.com.
Yep.
That's billericaysummerfest.com. That's all one word. And it's the Summerfest 2019 this Sunday, the 7th of July.
Yes.
What's the opening times, Nick?
11 o'clock until 5.
Oh, that's not too
bad,
is it?
You've got all day to come. And we have, food and drink tents. We've also got a couple of new events this year. We've got the world's fastest tuk-tuk, which broke 75 miles an hour on its recent run in York.
I would say fantastic, but what's a tuk-tuk?
It's those, those little sort of things they have in Indonesia, those little sort of taxi things.
Oh, I know, yes.
Well,
my word.
We have one of those, and it holds the Guinness World Record for 74 miles an hour.
Not in one of those, surely not.
And it's going to be there for people to have a look at. And
we've also
got a DeLorean car, like the one out of Back to the Future.
Yes.
You can have your picture taken with that if you want to as well. And so we have donkey rides for the kids. We've got an owl display. We've got a dog training display team. I mean, it's going to be a full-on day of fun and activity. And it's all free.
Nick, that sounds fantastic. I'll probably come down myself. Thank you very much. If you want to come back on the show as well after you've done this and tell us how it all went.
I would. I'd be delighted to.
Fantastic. Also, the Rotary Club, you do so much good work
around the area.
If you ever put anything on in the local area and you want it advertised, you come back to us again and you sit and talk to us. We'd love to speak to you.
Indeed.
My pleasure.